The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
There it is. Let it rip, Albert. That beautiful man, Francis Albert.
Yes, your love, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight.
So when I went to do the event this past weekend in Beverly Hills with a gal named Dr. Sheila Carr, one of the really foremost cardiologists from Cedars-Sinai out there. And they brought me out there. I went out with Olivia, you know. So, and I didn't mention this to you when Olivia and I was so concentrated on singing with Olivia, which was great. We did Butterfly Fly Away, the Miley Cyrus, Billy Ray Cyrus song. And we City of Stars, the Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone song. And by the grace of God, all worked out great. But then I'm in the middle of the show. I'm thinking, Sheila says to me, so you get hired, right? And we'll get to the news, please. I'm so tired of the noise. Just build the wall. Okay, there's the news. Next. So Sheila, Dr. Carr says to me, oh, Joe, maybe it's Valentine's Day. And this is for the Dr. Carr Health Foundation. And it's all heart related. And we're going to do Valentine's Day. Maybe you could do that song that you heard Mr. Sinatra sing just now, Just the Way You Look Tonight. And I don't generally do that song. That's kind of a wedding song, and I usually do more of the esoteric or the more standards that you might know. Anyway, I go, you know what? I got it. Learn it. Put it together. And I opened the show because there were a lot of folks and doctors from India, Indian Americans, right? So I did Bollywood, that New York thing. I've done that before. So I opened up to New York, and there were a lot of young people there, and they loved it. It was a Bollywood version of New York. Then I go into, this is my life, by the way, okay? This is my life, because I take this seriously. I really do. They're going to hire you. Boom. You want to give them something. Am I right or wrong? Come on. So I go, and I relearn the Frank Sinatra tune right there. And I go from the stage, I start listening. So Dr. Carr is there, and it's a beautiful room at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel, like an old nightclub, man, with the architecture that you would think that Bugsy Siegel might have hung out there. You know what I'm saying? Like that, you know? And just beautiful. And I'm up on stage, and I go, someday. I start singing it, right? Then I walk off the stage. I go down, and I get Dr. Carr by the hand, and I bring her on stage with me. I had the crew put two chairs on stage as I gallantly went off the stage to bring Dr. Carr on the stage. And I sat Dr. Carr down, sang this song to her as the song came to a close. Just the way you look tonight. Walked her off the stage, back to her seat. Tonight. Worked out beautifully. And Olivia's watching the whole thing, my daughter. And she goes, Dad, that was so cool how you did it. And sometimes it works. You know, sometimes it doesn't work. It works so nice. So that's why, Al, I asked you to put that on. And thank you for that, because it worked out so well for me then. Still one of the classic songs. And I guess, Frankie, that's like the wedding song, Just the Way You Look Tonight.
Yeah, you know? Well, you can see why. It's certainly very sentimental, and it's got a great beat to it.
Is there a wedding song for you, Frank?
We're in negotiations. Right now, we're leaning towards Solomon King's She Wears My Ring.
Yeah, but it's a song. That's that. Isn't that that 50s song? That
no, it's mid 60s.
Okay. Well, that's good. Mm. And you won't go to the stand, but it's something that's different. At least, just the wedding songs, the Valentine songs, just the way you look tonight. My Funny Valentine is good. By the way, Al, that Barry White version of Billy Joel was one of the best songs I've heard. One of the best songs.
Amazing.
I didn't even know Barry White did that song.
Neither did I. And a friend of mine, I posted it on Facebook, and a friend of mine said she just heard it yesterday, and her and I have been friends for 35 years. And I'm like, how is it that we're on the same wavelength on that one? That's just, that's odd because.
So is that like your song now with your platonic friend? Is
No. I have no songs for my platonic friends. My wife and I, we chose the Eagles' Love Will Keep Us Alive because it's one of the first songs that we ever listened to together as a couple. And she was flattered that I actually remembered that 4 years after we were dating.
Yeah, I you know what's scary now? I had songs that, you know, when you...
would love to know the peel back the onion of Joe Piscopo and the songs that he had for his different paramours. Oh, God. Not the music box. Please not the jewelry box. This is...
It was our wedding song. It had to be you. And it's like...
But this is like the start of a horror movie. Like, you know, you're playing that, you're plotting, you know, I'm going to get her. Plug guy thinks he's got it made.
She left me. She left me for some guy.
Sit on the driveway
I hear that song, I can't hold myself.
Every time I see my kids, I'm in the driveway. Why can't I go in the house? MGM Pictures presents Joe Piscopo.
Oh, you give me another hurt of your mother.
In the New Jersey Horror Story of the Year. Frank Morano.
It's
Al Gattulo.
Joe Piscopo.
Hide your kids.
In the driveway.
The driveway.
It started out one of the great romances
of all time. The babysitter.
The babysitter.
The comedian. Suddenly.
Not so much.
Not so much. No, and then you have to play the Kimberly song in that. And then you play this. It's perfect. Perfect. What a movie.
There it is. We got it. Call Lifetime. Frankie Five Bros. Get Lifetime on
coming
the phone.
To Netflix. Fall 2019.
Okay, I got to get my hernia looked at again. There we go. Hey, it's great to have you with us.
How you feeling there? You feeling all right?
Hey, I'm all right. I'm okay. The last week I was in rough shape. I'll tell you, I'm all right now. I'm all right. Hey, Big Julie's on the show. Let me go to Big Julie, and then you know what? We'll go, and we're going to give you news of the day, believe it or not. Julie, good morning. Happy Valentine's Day, brother. What are you thinking?
You thought you guys lost me, huh? You thought you lost me. I've been listening every day, just haven't had time to call you. Listen, I got a Valentine's Day tip for funny, happy guys like us and people who want to be themselves. Okay. When you're going on a date with a nice girl or meet some girl, the first thing you got to ask them, in order to be yourself and be who you are, you ask them, do you like the Three Stooges? Every girl I know that don't like the Three Stooges is not the girl for me. The one I'm married to right now, 28 years. Yeah. I asked her, hey, you like the Three Stooges? Till today, if you can't laugh at Curly from the Three Stooges, you ain't the girl for me.
Big Julie, you are so... Thank you, Julie. You're right on the money, brother. And I couldn't agree, but that is hysterical. Julie, thank you. It's the Stooge reference. You're absolutely right. Because girls don't get, and am I right or am I wrong, the Three Stooges. To me, Curly Howard, comic genius. I really think, because you look at the timeline, that Charlie Chaplin... I think it was up. They started out pretty much the same time. Chaplin might have been just before, but they were both young. And I always said Chaplin stole from Curly. I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. But it's so true. If you find a girl that likes the Three Stooges and can sit and watch the Three Stooges, you forget about it. Lifetime of love. Thank you, Julie. You are so right on the money, man. Hey, checking out the news. This house deal, I'm tired of it. Forgive me. I get frustrated. It goes back and forth. It's all politics. I'm sick of it. We have on this show, fortunately, through Frankie Five Burrows, when we reach out to a lot of folks who are in the world of politics, who represent us, who actually know that they are public servants, who know that they work for us, who know that we pay pension and welfare and health plans that we will never have, who appreciate you, you as a hardworking, God-fearing American who appreciates the greatness of the United States of America. And we have them on the show. They are bipartisan. They work with other people, and they want to do what's best for you and for me and for our families, right? Not so much in the rest of Washington, and I'm done with it. Just done with the bickering. And I'm going to say, I said it once, I said it 1,000 times, this is not pro anything. This is not pro anything. Objectively, if you have somebody in office that shows up and like a knight in shining armor and goes into Washington and says, I'm turning this place upside down, and here's what I want to do, boom, 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 and starts to pass legislation in record numbers and doing great things for the economy, great things for the country, great things for law enforcement, great things for the military. And yet they won't stop. Well, that E-key, you can't have somebody that does that because it's going to make the other side look bad. And then it turns into a complete mess again. So the only thing that I would suggest on this border situation now, and they in the dark of the night, they came up with this deal. There will be a vote on the House floor, and it's today. It's over 1,000 pages. You have an hour to read it. You know, again, this is where the president knows the Democrats. Remember, he didn't want to make a deal with them, with Chuck Schumer, because he knows this is the way they work, and it's not right. It's just plain not right. Put it all aside, throw it all aside, declare an emergency, build the wall. Boom, end of story, move on to the next piece of business. I'm telling you, in a day, all the Democrats will go crazy. They will go crazy. We're filing a legal action. We're going to fight. Let them file legal action. Let it go through the courts. You never know what's going to happen. President Trump just might get exactly what he wants if it goes through the courts. To go back and forth like this now, and for them to do it in the dark of the night, and then if President Trump's a no-win situation for President Trump, if he goes, okay, what do I get? What did they get, Frankie? 1.something billion
right.
on this that we about saw
that.
In the middle
yes,
of the night?
About
so
that.
So now the president, yeah, okay, listen, that's great. That's a good start. You know what? The far right's going to go, not good enough, Mr. President. You can't do that because you're not getting the whole thing. The far left is going to say, we don't want a wall at all because all they want is votes. They could care less about security. They could care less about the inner cities. They could care less about any other citizen in the United States of America. They're more concerned about shoveling in all these people who are illegal so they can, what? Vote for them. That's all they care about. Has no humanitarian love or any kind of humanitarian feel for bringing people into this country except for votes. Put it all aside, Mr. President. Get on your white horse, brother, and with respect, sir, and just declare an emergency and build the wall. Frankie, I'm done with it. This is ridiculous. Do you think there's any way that the president will sign what is before him today?
Well, I do. You know, I don't think the president wants another government shutdown. You know, I think that so this avoids a shutdown. You at least get some funding for border security. You know, the Democrats don't get everything they want in terms of putting a cap on the number of ICE detention beds. I think the president is smart enough to recognize that with a Democratic House under Nancy Pelosi, this is probably the best that you could hope for. I mean, I don't know. I don't see how the deal is going to improve after this. So the question is, if it's not substantially going to improve, then why would you shut down the government over it? And then you make the election in 2020, you know, about a clear choice. You have one side in Washington that, you know, is content to have the status quo at the border and one side in Washington that's serious about border security.
Yeah, I guess so. But once he does that, the far right's going to get upset. It's a no-win situation.
Well, they already are. You know, like, I understand where
upset, aren't
a lot
they?
Of well, yeah, I understand where a lot of them are coming from. You know, Mark Meadows, for instance, yesterday tweeted, "Only in Washington D.C. can we start out with needing $25 billion for border security measures and expect applause when we come up with $1.37 billion.
Yeah.
Once again, Congress is not doing its job. I get." It. And I saw him on Neil Cavuto, I guess the day before yesterday, where he said it's the Democrats that are walking around Capitol Hill with a smile on their face, not Republicans. Unfortunately, you know, this is the nature of government, right? Elections have consequences. You can't just elect the Democrats to the House and then expect the Republicans don't have to listen to them.
But
you had one party government for 2 years. That was the opportunity
to
push for $25 billion in border funding.
Thank you. Frankie Fibros right there. here. 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. We got a break, but I want to say, and we're going to go to Colonel Jack Jacobs coming up in a little while, but we will have time for your calls. Help me out here. And I got to just vent on this one. This Congresswoman, Omar, you know, I'm done with this. The disrespect that some of these new people in the House of Representatives are showing, the disrespect for this country. They come in all fired up. Where is humility? Where's humility? He who humbles himself is exalted. Anybody heard that? Oh, yeah, that's right. I guess she's not going to listen to that, is she? It's inexcusable how she went after this guy, Elliot Abrams. He was like, he's going to be like a representative to Venezuela. Did you see that exchange, Frankie Fibrello's yesterday?
No, I'm reading about it now.
Yeah, yeah. So it's Omar, first of all, goes against the president, treats the president with disrespect. And I don't care what she is, what she believes in, what her end game is for the United States of America. The fact of the matter is, you're new. You're new. There's got to be some kind of humility. There's got to be, I'm grateful to be here, and let's try. I know what I want to do, and I'm going to try to do it in the most respectful way in the name of the United States of America. And no, it's not. It's just a going like they've been. They're so angry. They're just so angry. And not only at this president, but then they go. This guy, Elliot Abrams, is going to be like a representative to Venezuela. So she's got this hearing. And then Omar's up there. She goes after this guy and says, you caused the Iran-Contra. You caused deaths. This is what you support. Death. This is the way. No one stepped up to shut this woman down. Disrespectful, Congresswoman. Just step back and apologize to this man because he's kind enough to appear before us. You can watch this, and we'll send it out on AM970TheAnswer.com. It was so disrespectful. She came at this guy, Elliot Abrams, with such disrespect. And then someone said it. This is not me. Oh, yeah, that's right. Abrams happens to be Jewish. Gee, I wonder why she was so vicious. This is an anti-Semite. This is somebody that the Democrats are letting run out of control. It's disrespectful. It's anti-American. And the disrespect, the lack of humility from this gal and the new people that are coming into Congress is just something I just don't have any regard for. And this is, by the way, the new Progressive Socialist Party of the United States. You might have known them as the Democrats. Joe Piscopo, just venting, 877-970-2999, 721 on Valentine's Day with Debbie Duhaime out there. You got your roses right there from Mario, our guy. I just love that.
He's so thoughtful. Every year he sends me gorgeous roses from Black Tie Roses. He's such a nice man.
Well, you know, he saves our butts because I thought we should...
You have enough women in your life to worry about your daughters, your mom,
so sweet,
you know.
But so I woke up in a cold sweat today. I said, we should have said something.
No.
I got pro flowers. I got Sherry's berries. I'm telling everybody. We should have sent them to your dad.
Send me roses for Christmas. That's fine. Mm. Thank you so much, Joe.
Okay. Well, we owe you one.
By the way, you can keep playing that song about Barry White. Oh, my gosh.
How about that?
That makes me melt.
I know.
And keep Billy playing Joel. That all morning.
All right. We'll bring it back. I thought you Billy Joel's brilliance, totally translated by Barry White.
I didn't even know
he did that song.
Oh,
you know?
It makes you melt. He's so good.
Ooh.
Beautiful voice.
All right. Hey, it's Valentine's Day with Debbie Duhaime, 722 on AM 970 The Answer. How we doing, baby? How we doing, baby?
Joe, happy Valentine's Day. Let's head out to the LIE eastbound. You're slowing down by Ocean Ave, getting out through Ronkonkoma. It's an accident in the right lane. Westbound LIE at Van Dam Street, they just cleaned up that accident. Only about 15 minutes in now at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. We're still seeing some delays on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, Richmond Ave, out through the Verrazano. Earlier problems on the Gowanus cleared. Deegan south at the Cross Bronx, a collision there as well. Inbound GWB, an accident cleared on 80-95, 25 in there, Lincoln 30, Holland about 40. Sponsored by RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com, the online auto parts store with everything from complex electrical parts for modern daily drivers to new brake shoes for old favorites. Order online 24/7. The parts are delivered directly to your home or office. Visit RockAuto.com for reliably low prices every day. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. I have a President's Day pro tip. Go to Dell.com/business deals to get deals on Dell business computers with 8th generation Intel Core processors plus free shipping. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to Dell's small business technology advisors and get personalized help finding the best tech at President's Day prices.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here on One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway. We've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 1230 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, Google's new expansion means it will be in 24 out of 50 states in the U.S. Its $13 billion plan includes data centers and offices in multiple states. The New York Post says Google has seen some pushback to its expansion in San Jose, California, but unlike Amazon, otherwise its plans have not been controversial. A former Apple legal executive is facing charges of violating insider trading rules. Gene Daniel Levoff was director of corporate law at Apple until he was fired in September. He's accused of trading on inside information to benefit himself. Airbus says it will stop making the world's biggest passenger plane, the A380, in 2021. Demand for the plane is shrinking. The Dow was up 117 yesterday. NASDAQ added 5, S&P up 8. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. In 1913, the Federal Reserve was created and changed our monetary system forever. The financial outlook is on the verge of another big change, but this time you need gold. To help you with that, Landmark Capital is giving away a free gold coin minted in 1913. To win this coin, two books on the history of money, and a personal consultation with the CEO of Landmark Capital, enter online at am970theanswer.com and click the section that says contests in the middle of the page.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. I see your phone calls. I'm going to go to them. I promise. Right. I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan, then we'll go to your phone calls. I promise. 877-970-2999 on this Valentine's Day, baby. Hey, 728 right now. Are you charity-minded? Why not consider the charities and causes that you care about most and create a plan that fulfills your wishes after you are gone? That could be done in a couple of ways. You know that you can establish a philanthropic plan so it serves your interest, protects your assets, right? The second is to think about who you can include in like your favorite organization to leave your money to, your favorite morning show, Frank and Frank always elbows me. Yeah, you can leave us in your will and trust. That'll be cool. Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can help you create, seriously, a philanthropic plan, wills and trusts that specifically benefit your favorite charities and your causes. Nobody likes to even think about wills and trusts, but the fact is everybody needs a will and possibly a trust. It's important that you determine who gets what. You get a free consultation. One more I got to tell you. You get a free consultation from Connors and Sullivan with one of the Connors and Sullivan's attorneys. Discuss what's most important to you and what it will take to get it done. By the way, Connors and Sullivan's offices are all over New York, so they make it convenient for you to go for that free initial consultation. Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, and on Staten Island. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
I never take anything for granted. Only a fool maybe takes things for granted.
Al, don't look at me like that.
Just because it's here today, it can be gone tomorrow.
That's right.
You're scaring tomorrow. Me, pal.
And that's one thing that you'll never in your life ever have to worry about me.
There it is, baby.
If yeah. I'll ever change towards you, because...
Man.
Baby, I love you.
Oh.
Girl, I love you.
There it is.
Just the way you are.
You gotta love it. This is why I don't have a relationship. I don't have a rap like this, man. I'm telling you.
Don't change that, trying to please me. You never let me down before.
Barry White sings Billy Joel. Yeah,
don't
man.
Imagine
you're too familiar.
You're too familiar. And I don't see you anymore.
Frankie, it's your wedding song. There it is right there, man.
Come on.
Come on. Other people will be up dancing, singing.
Yeah,
other people might get remarried at that moment.
Come on. I'm telling you, it's great. And remember, you should have a Barry White like impersonator do this.
Oh, that's an idea.
Yeah. Super Diamond, Barry White impersonator.
Or just have somebody in blackface do it. You know, because that might work out well. God forbid. Everybody relax, for God's sake, will you? Joshua in Jersey. Good morning, Joshua. What are you thinking this morning, my friend?
I am thinking that we should have heeded those warnings, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Back in '89, an Iranian teacher addressed Congress, and she told all of us what their plan was to get in here and eventually turn our country into an Islamic state, and no one listened. And now you see what's going on in Congress, this anti-Semitic, unbelievably uneducated woman railing on anyone who is Jewish or who's against Palestine. I don't see how we can have this continue to happen, sir.
Yeah. You know what, Joshua? Thank you. And there it is in a nutshell. And by the way, you're welcome to share the airwaves with Joshua, 877-970-2999. But when, and again, let's walk through this very gingerly, if we may, because God forbid I say something that's politically incorrect. You know what I mean? And I love everybody. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what you believe in, what you don't believe in. We love you, man. I'm telling you, it's all about us being in the same country together. But when you come into this country and people come into this country, and let me lay this out in the most pragmatic, objective, and amicable way that I can. When you come into this country, And then you try to tell us what we aren't, who we should be, that we're racist, that we have a privilege, that you got to learn your laws, your language, and viciously, rudely, inexcusably rudely, you tell us what to do and how we're supposed to think and who we should believe in and what's wrong and what's right. Then you know what? In my mind, get the hell back out of the country. Just get out, because we have no time for that. No time for that. And the fact that you were given the privilege to get into this country, the privilege, because some political, you know, governor maybe in Minnesota or Michigan says, oh, let's let everybody in. And this is the problem when you just let everybody in. They will not appreciate the country. And they will. They'll go against, say, okay, now you got to live my way. And this is what we've been thinking about. for, and this is, oh, you have to live our life. And it's so wrong because you have to, you should be able to earn your way in here. So having said that and understood, I don't want to be racist. There are so many great, is it an Islamic takeover? Is it a jihad that's coming upon us? And people are thinking like that. There's so many great Muslim communities and so many great, decent citizens who happen to be of the Muslim faith. You can't paint a broad stroke and just vilify one religion. You can't. Like, again, the analogy I will use until I'm blue in the face. I'm getting blue in the face already using this analogy. If you're an Italian American, I'm telling you, outside the New York area, if you're Italian, you're in the mob. I'm telling you, that's what they think. I swear to goodness gracious. Oh, you're Italian, you're mobbed up, huh? You know all those mobsters? They think like that. And I don't want them to paint one broad stroke for Italian Americans, as I don't want them to paint one broad stroke for Muslim Americans. But, and this gal, this Omar should know, and Rashida Tlaib should know, if you're going to come in and you come in this harshly, you're going to turn more people against you than help any people that you want to help. Right now, they are being so rude, so inexcusably rude, so anti-Semitic. When you say death to Israel, you got a problem with us. And when you side with Hamas, when you go speak on behalf of CARE and you go out there and you go with people that have aligned themselves with the Muslim Brotherhood, then you got a problem. There's a problem here. You're trying to take the tenor and the foundation of the United States away. Because this is the mantra. If you're smart, you're going to come in and you're trying to work with us. No. It's scary. So I can't bring myself to vilify one particular group, just on a couple people that are in Congress. But is it a concerted effort? I don't know. That might be too dramatic. Are they coming here to take us down? You know, you could tell me and you let me know. You got the airways for that. 877-970-2999. But boy, I'll tell you what, I have never seen a more anti-Semitic, more anti-American, more rude approach to politics than I've heard from this gal, Omar, and the Omar and this gal, Rashida Tlaib. I've not seen. Why don't they go? Why doesn't Tlaib go to Michigan, Flint, Michigan, and help with the water there? Why don't you go to Detroit, Michigan, and help there? Why don't they help the inner cities? They help the people that are in Minneapolis. That's what I don't understand. They're coming at this president, and it does seem like something's up because they're going too harshly after everything we stand for. All right, 877-970-2999. You got to talk to me about it because I'm not going to allow on the show us to vilify any broad stroke of Muslim Americans or Jewish Americans. I'm not going to put up with any racism at all on the show. But when you show the disrespect that is being shown in the United States House of Representatives toward everything that we have worked for, everything that our parents and our grandparents have worked for, when you say to me bad things about friends that I know that are from different countries or different religions, then you got a problem with me. And you start being anti-Semitic and you say death to this person, death to that person, then you got a problem with me. Then I am worried. Then you're here for some reason that doesn't make sense to me. And you're not living with the true American principles that you and I have, that my grandparents worked so hard to be here for, to learning the language and the laws of the United States of America. And you let people in. I don't want to be, I'm trying to be very careful here and not to offend anybody, but when you let people in, the way this, there was a Minnesota governor, Frankie will fill us in when we come back, but he let everybody in, and they brought people in from Somalia. Just let everybody in. Sure, it's great. Let me put it this way so I could be politically correct and not offend anybody. Do you want what's happening in Europe to happen here in the United States of America? And I just put that for you amicably and gingerly and respectfully, okay? With love for everybody and not going after one group. Do you want, you have got Germany, you've got France, you've Belgium, and what is happening there? You know what's happening there. So is it going to happen here? So when this gal gets very, very vicious, inexcusably vicious, you know, at a hearing in Washington, D.C., and I was flabbergasted. And she goes after a guy who happens to be Jewish. I'm sorry, the red flags are all over the place. You know, I'm just saying, am I wrong? Call me and correct me if I'm wrong. 877-970-2999. Because I'm not going to allow any, I have no racism. I love every ethnic group. It's the foundation of the United States of America. But don't tell me that I'm privileged. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what religion to live. Don't tell me how to live my life. You respect this country or you get the hell out. It's as simple as that. Piscopo in the morning, 7:38 on AM 970, The Answer. And Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
34 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey Transit and Amtrak have reached a financial settlement, and upgrades are coming to New York Penn Station. Governor Phil Murphy announced the deal yesterday, which he called an important partnership between the two agencies. NJ Transit is in effect making back payments on past due amounts, funds that Amtrak says they'll immediately reinvest into passenger upgrades. The 8th Avenue concourse at Penn Station in Manhattan will be redesigned, giving New Jersey Transit riders improved access to the tracks in anticipation of Amtrak's move across the street to Moynihan Station in 2021. The New York City Council is dissolving a for-hire vehicle committee that was chaired by and created for embattled Bronx Councilman Ruben Diaz Sr. Diaz Sr. has been the target of controversy after telling a Spanish-language show that the council is controlled by the homosexual community. On Wednesday, openly gay Queens Councilman Jimmy Van Bramer said demonizing people causes real and permanent pain. Many council members are calling for Diaz Sr.'s resignation. Mayor de Blasio has said Diaz should at least apologize. In sports, Knicks extended their franchise record losing streak to 18 with a 126-111 loss to the 76ers. D'Angelo Russell recorded 36 points. Nets outlasted the Cavaliers 148-139 in triple overtime in Cleveland. And in college hoops, Seton Hall got by Georgetown 90-75, while NC State beat Syracuse 73-58. Sports brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Let's start off on the island. Northern State Parkway eastbound at New Hyde Park Road here in Nassau County. Watch out for an accident there. Traffic is still moving pretty slowly for you on the FDR Drive north up through the 60s with a disabled cab. And it's still pretty solid on the Deegan south at the Cross Bronx. An accident. Major problems this morning on 8095 northbound express lanes heading up toward the George Washington Bridge, exit 71. Everything closed here in Leonia. It's all due to an accident involving a dump truck. So again, traffic is getting by in the local lanes, but the express lanes closed getting up to the GWB. Once you get to the tolls, 30 minutes in, Lincoln 30, Holland about 40 to 45 minutes over at the Holland, 80 East exit 42, a collision, and 78 West exit 44, accident being cleared. Southbound Thruway still pretty busy down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy for today, Valentine's Day, high of 45. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie. Hey, I got to tell you about Indochino suits. You're going to love Indochino suits. Guys, I'm telling you, you ever get a custom-made suit, right? No, you never did. I never did either. Off the rack, put it on, I got it fine. Well, you will feel so much more confident when you put a suit on from Indochino because they have got quality fabrics, high quality fabrics and colors to choose from. You see these swaths of material, right? And not to mention the option to personalize the details of your clothing, like lapel, lining. Remember, I went over there. I told you, I went over there. And my buddy Justin helped me out at Indochino. Pockets, buttons. Oh, Joe, you want a monogram? What are your initials? You want it in script form? Are you kidding me? And when I tell you the price, forget about it. You can go online, by the way, to order at Indochino. And if you want to start there, before you go to their four New York showrooms, three in Manhattan, and their Brooklyn showroom on Court Street, go to Indochino.com. Indochino.com. But again, four New York showrooms, the Madison Avenue, Broome, they're all over New York, conveniently located. And again, that new Brooklyn showroom on Court Street, you can go. But this week you get this deal. Any premium Indochino suit for just, here's the number. You ready for this? $359. Come on, where are you going to get a suit for $359? At Indochino.com, you enter the code Piscopo at checkout, or again, at any of the New York showrooms. That's 50% off the regular price for a made-to-measure premium suit, plus shipping is free. Indochino.com, promo code Piscopo for any premium suit for just $359, plus free shipping. It's an incredible deal for a premium made-to-measure suit. And once you go custom, you don't go back. Remember, please, Indochino.com, code Piscopo.
Spring is just around the corner, so now's the time to get those home projects done so you can spend spring and summer being with your loved ones. Larry Elder here. Home Advisor makes it easy to find the right pros for any project. Seriously, whether it's a small project like fixing a leaky faucet or a big project like remodeling a kitchen, just go to homeadvisor.com and tell them about your project. In just seconds, you'll be matched with the best pros in the area for your exact job. You can read verified customer reviews, compare prices, check availability, even book appointments online. And with their project cost guide, you can check what others paid for similar jobs in your area. No matter what home project you've been thinking about, painting, getting your gutters cleaned, even a big job like a brand new roof, Home Advisor makes it easy to find and hire the best pros in your area. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started. Homeadvisor.com.
GEICO presents Eyewitness Interviews with Inanimate Objects.
This is Brian Bruno, live on the scene of a recent windstorm, here to describe the event, A Chest of Drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. In the air of the cat.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frankie Five Burrows Morano. Big Al Gattulo is here. Debbie's here. 745. Jack Jacobs, Colonel Jack Jacobs, best-selling author, a Medal of Honor recipient for his service in Vietnam, and a military analyst for NBC News. Jack, great to have you on the show, and welcome back, my friend.
Thanks for having me. Good to hear from you.
You too. Valentine's Day, Jack. Are you a romantic, Jack Jacobs? Can I ask you that on the air?
I'm an incurable romantic, and the older I get, the more romantic I get. So, as long as Soup keeps taking care of me, I guess I'll continue to be a romantic.
Yeah, man. Hey, Colonel, you know, yesterday the House voted to withdraw United States military support for the war in Yemen. Can you fill us in? Why are we in Yemen, and what is at stake, Jack Jacobs?
Well, it's a fascinating question. Yemen is basically a battleground between Iran on the one hand and Saudi Arabia on the other, and for influence in the region. It's a proxy war by and large, and we've been on the side of Saudi Arabia since the beginning of the conflict. I mean, Yemen's been in trouble on and off for a long, long time, but this is the culmination of the battle between Iran and Saudi Arabia for influence. We're on the side of Saudi Arabia. We've assisted with airstrikes, intelligence, production and distribution, weapons, ordnance, and so on. I mean, we're a big partner of Saudi Arabia in a wide variety of military things, but no place is it focused more than in Yemen. The war's gone on a long time. A lot of people have been killed and displaced. It shows no sign of abating. And the Congress is in the process of deciding to pull American support away from Saudi Arabia and completely in Yemen. And there are a couple of motivations for this, evidently. One is the enormous human toll that's taken place in Yemen as a result of the war. You could argue that whether we supported them or didn't support them, there would be a tremendous human toll because the war is going to continue. But second, and I think the independent variable that's caused this thing in the first place, the Congress to is a bipartisan move, as a matter of fact, one of the few in the last few years, is the mounting evidence that the Crown Prince was behind the killing of Mr.
Khashoggi.
So, I mean, that's what's driving all of this, is as much as anything – is optics, Joe.
But if we step out, Colonel, and you know this, and I love you taking all this, Jack, because if we step out, doesn't that leave a big void and leave give Iran more power?
Yeah, I think the result of this will be that Iran will wind up controlling what goes on in Yemen. Hmm. And this is extremely dangerous for a number of reasons, not the least significant of which is that Yemen itself, being on the heel of the Arabian Peninsula, is in a geostrategic position where shipping can be monitored, even controlled and blocked. It's a very dangerous place for Iran, who is antithetical to our national security objectives, for Iran to have a great deal of influence, a very, very important geostrategic region. And there are lots of people who are not involved in politics, instead just involved in thinking about what it takes for the United States to defend itself and its interests, to pretty much say the same thing, that withdrawing from there is going to leave it open for Iran, and we're not going to like the result of that a couple of years from now, Joe.
And that's the same goes with Syria, correct, Colonel? I mean, just getting out of Syria, the drawdown of Syria, bringing troops out of Syria, leaving it open for the bad guys. Are you feeling that way, sir?
Yeah, it's the same thing there. And indeed, our principal ally there, the guys who have been doing most of the outside work and heavy lifting, the Kurds, are now going to be at the mercy of the Turks, who are going to move into the border region over there.
Yeah.
and give the Kurds a hard time, which they've been looking to do for a long, long time. Now, these are withdrawal from areas in which we're trying to have influence is one thing. But withdrawing from an area where we're trying to have influence and leave it open to actors who, A, don't like us, and B, want to make sure that we don't go back in the area to have any influence, is something else again entirely. And like I said earlier about Yemen, we're probably not going to like the result.
Yeah, I agree, Colonel Jack Jacobs with Piscopo. And Jack, also, on Wednesday, a Sunni Muslim group called the Army of Justice led a suicide attack, which killed 27 people in Iran. Man, who should we be rooting for here? You know?
Well, I mean, the world is always a lousier place when there's violence. But, you know, you have this incipient... there's not a revolution taking place in Iran, but because of restrictions that we put on Iran over the last few decades, the economic situation is not very good at all. There's an argument that says that as long as there are economic pressures on Iran, that the substantial middle class, and Iran does have a substantial middle class, is going to become less and less enamored. They're not enamored of the mullahs, but they've been putting up with them.
Yep.
That they're going to stop putting up with them. And I think the suicide bombing you're talking about may be a harbinger of things to come.
Wow. Colonel Jack Jacobs, a true American hero and a friend, a man I have such high regard for. Jack, I appreciate your take on everything. And I just wanted to ask you about Venezuela. And the president is also expected to give a major address on Venezuela. Are troops in Colombia? Are we going to go in with troops, Jack? What are you hearing?
I shouldn't think so. I think what we're there is maybe to provide support, mostly moral support. When I was in the Army, I served 2 years in Panama, where our mission was to protect the canal.
Yeah.
But we also had an ancillary mission with respect to the northern part of South America, including both Venezuela and Colombia. If anything happened, we would be the first to go in. But I think that we're unlikely to send troops into Venezuela, no matter what happens down there. We're there for moral support, perhaps some material support to Guaido and the people who are supporting him. But think about this. Just because we're supporting a guy who looks like he has the support of everybody else inside the country doesn't mean – it may mean that Maduro's going to leave, but it doesn't mean that there's going to be any peace in the place. Indeed, there's an argument that says that what's going to follow now is a battle for control of the country, and you're liable to see a civil war there, whether we have troops on the border or not. But I don't think, Joe, that we're going to be going in there.
Yeah, Jack Jacobs. Colonel, thank you so much for your service to the United States of America, Jack. I love you. I know we're way overdue for a sit-down dinner, and we'd love to bring you in the studio to talk. I'd love your take on everything, Jack. But what you went through in Vietnam, man, you're a Medal of Honor recipient, and I'm proud to know you, Jack Jacobs, and we're honored to have you on the show, sir.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, and proud to know you too, Joe.
Thank you, my friend. Colonel Jack Jacobs right there, best-selling author and Medal of Honor recipient for service in Vietnam. If you Google Colonel Jack Jacobs, you will see what this hero has done for the United States of America, a magnificent man. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Debbie Duhaime, speaking of magnificent, is out there looking out for you on the roads at 7:53 in the morning. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Problems right now on 8095 express lanes. They're closed by exit 71 getting up through Leonia, trying to get up to the GWB. So all the trucks stuck here on 8095 express, trying to get to that upper level. Everything closed. It looks like you're going to have to go to the lower level. So if you're in a car, definitely get to that lower level. 30 in over at the tolls. Lincoln 35, Holland Tunnel, that's about 45 to 50. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's think about customization. Presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour of the key sites and places to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Come home inspired by the experience. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. We'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 5 minutes before 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer, on this Valentine's Day. Yeah. Oh, this is you want a great Valentine's thing to do? Go to Route 22 Toyota. Go see Iggy and Chester and Carmelo over there. And you can say, I heard you on Joe's show. I need a Valentine's gift. You know, take your girl, take your guy with you over to Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, and get a car. Get the deal of a century. 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyer from Mr. Alex Consigli. Stella, our buddy over there, right? And you don't have to deal with dummies. It's actually a great idea. Hi, honey. Come on. I want to go for a ride. Oh, where are we going? Oh, I'll tell you. Walk into the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. All these brand new cars. Ah, the smell of new cars right there. And then if you do this, first five callers, next 5 minutes, and you could prep for your trip over there. I got your whole Valentine's Day figured out. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and a filter if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes. 855-621-9949, and you go over there, you get your free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter, you walk around, you meet Alex and Shoya and Carmelo and Wendy and Chris and Johnny, and you go, I heard you on the Piscopo show, this is my gal, it's Valentine's Day, make a deal, boom, come on, you're set for life. Route 22 Toyota's right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, but this, please, you can start here, first five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, free oil change and a free filter. If you call 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
There it is. Joe Lundberg's our meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk. Good morning, Joe. How you doing this morning? Happy Valentine's Day, brother.
Happy Valentine's Day, my friend.
Did you get stuff? What do you get? Candy? Are you a candy or flower guy, Joey? What do you think?
Candy guy.
Candy guy, yeah. Nice little heart.
You know, I have a sweet tooth. What can I say?
Oh, go,
actually,
go,
I made a cake last night, a really good chocolate cake with peanut butter frosting.
Will you look at you? Wait, you're unbelievable. You for your wife, you made a cake.
Yes, yeah.
This is so nice. You are so good.
Combination birthday and Valentine's Day all wrapped up in one.
Look at you. You're such a good guy. I swear to goodness. Joey, weather-wise, today looks beautiful so far, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be nice. Sunshine, some clouds, a bit on the breezy side. But, you know, I'll take this this day. It's quiet, 44 or high. How about 55 tomorrow?
Oh, there it is, baby. 55 it's jumping to tomorrow.
Yeah. It's going to be a nice day tomorrow. A little cloudy, maybe a shower, but 55. Then it's colder for the weekend. But right now, looks like a storm scoots by to our south Saturday. And the next one waits until Sunday night or Monday. And it won't be much the way it looks like right now. So the weekend looks good. Cold with good.
I love it, Joe. Joe's getting that bike ready. He's got that bike warmed up for tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Biscuit Bo in the morning, 7:58. Al's coming up with the news. Mark Serrano standing by. Councilman Joe Borelli, 877-970-2999. Happy Valentine's Day, baby.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
34 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An FDNY EMT is in trouble with the law after allegedly stealing a dead patient's credit card and going on a shopping spree. Police say the card belonged to a man who had a fatal heart attack while in the care of 35-year-old Gabriel Seals. They allege Seals allegedly used the card to buy more than $1,100 worth of goods from Macy's. He's charged with grand larceny and expected to be suspended from the FDNY. The Archdiocese of Newark releasing a list of priests accused of sexually abusing minors since 1940. According to Cardinal Joseph Tobin, all the accusations are credible. All the 63 priests on the list have either died or left the ministry, but the list also includes Theodore McCarrick, the former Newark Archbishop. He stepped down from ministry, gave up his cardinal title last year.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.